This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, it's our 20th birthday celebration. We are 20 years old this week, and as a good, sensible 20-year-old, we're having a birthday week. I think that's only fair.
God, by the 21st, what is it, a birthday month?
Well, maybe by 30.
No, then we pretend we're 20.
Now, joining us in the studio live now is a man that my respect for this man grows and grows and grows every time he produces a new song. He is local, he's out and proud, he's well respected around the world in the field of electronic dance music. It is John Von Arlen from Parallox. Welcome back to Joy.
Thank you, Chris. Hello.
How are you going?
Oh, I have to make sure my hat's sitting on properly. I think my head's just about to explode after that introduction. Thank you.
I think it's well deserved, and particularly recently there's a lot of people that are definitely getting on to your music right now.
Well, we just released our new single, Eye in the Sky, and it's just gone absolutely ballistic. Like, literally in the last week, we've had 120,000 views on YouTube, and Perez Hilton has already tweeted about it twice and written posts on his website. So, yeah, just something's happening in the universe. Maybe it's the everybody's in a party mood and celebrating, but, yeah, like, it's just been, like, totally amazing, really. We're flabbergasted.
It is. You and Amy Jackson form Parallox. Is it Amy?
Yeah, Amy left the band a few months ago.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why didn't someone tell me this?
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. That's
sorry.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Parallox has been around one form or another for a number of years.
About 5 years or so now. Yeah.
And I remember that when I took on the music director role in 2009, one of the first surveys we did of listeners, and one of the questions was, you know, what do you think of Joy's music and et cetera, et cetera. And one of the freeform answers that came back was play more Parallox.
Wow. Amazing.
Was that you?
No, God. But it sounds like something I could have done. But no, it wasn't me. Wow.
So I think that speaks for itself, that even back then you were making your mark on the local scene. Mm. And you have you've produced music over the years, and it's... How do you describe Parallox's fit, genre, style?
I've been asked it so many times, and I always have to try and think of a new way to answer it, but I don't think I will reinvent that answer. I think I basically created Parallox because I wanted to create a band that is electronic, has a few 80s influences, and is pop. So basically the bands I grew up loving, like Depeche Mode and Human League, like ABBA, they were electronic and they were pop. I wouldn't say so much mainstream, but, you know, if there's a bit of mainstream commercial success as is happening now, who's going to be unhappy? But, yeah, to describe Parallox, I'd say, you know, electro-pop, synthetic pop, I guess that'd be the quickest way to describe it.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Now, the first time that you made, like, I think we played Hotter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then Sharper Than a Knife came out the second time around, but this was when you actually got a deal to actually distribute it. Was that right when it came out? I remember we must have been playing pretty much a demo in the early days.
I guess you were. I mean, it's one of those same old things. You know, people release songs and then they re-release them and they do a little bit better. Like, you know, Aha, Take on Me and Rick Astley. You know, all of his songs. You know, or the first one. So the second time around, we had a distribution deal with Consume Records, and we had a management deal by that stage, and we had a PR agent and publicity and all the machine work in place to actually get the single heard and get it out there. Whereas the first time around, you were right, it really was just like a one-man operation myself, you know, doing my best to make contacts with the blogs and the radio stations, you know, but you get to a certain point where you need a little bit of help. And so with that little bit of help, that's what helped, you know, bring the music to a wider audience. So
fantastic. Now, one of the songs that came from Parallox back in 2011, and I think it must have been the slowest achiever in the world, because like 12, 18 months later, I was still seeing random entries about it in blogs around the world.
Oh, I think I know what which one you're going to mention.
All of a sudden, it was on a radio station in the US, or it was on a radio station in Europe, and it was at the top of their charts. And that was your remake of Creep.
Creep, yeah.
It really was a slow and steady achiever way around the world.
Exactly, because there was like, should we release it? Shouldn't we release it? And then we put it out, and then we put it on the shelf, and then, you know, a few people got excited. Then we got signed to Pasha Records in Spain, and then they released it on like a bazillion compilations, and then everybody got excited again, and we're like, oh, here we go again. So we had to do the whole thing about relaunching it, and we did a proper PR campaign both in UK and in America, and it charted, you know, like top 25 in the club charts there, and I think it was in the Billboard chart 47, the Hot Dance chart, yep, in Billboard or something like, yep, that. So it was great seeing Madonna and Nicki Minaj and there's little old Parallax plunking along. You know? So it was amazing, you know.
Look, it's one of the, it's certainly the one that sticks with me as really sticking. It sticks with me as being who Parallax were,
wow,
or
great,
are. I want to play it again now.
Oh, go for it. Fantastic.
This is Parallax from 2011 or thereabouts. It's Creep on Joy 94.9. It's our 20th birthday special.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
It's our 20th birthday special edition of the CNC Drive Factory. You are on Joy 94.9 and we're 20 years old this week.
We will point out that it's Joy that's 20. We're obviously not 20.
No, we're much older.
Way away from that.
John Von Arlen from Parallax is still in the studio with us. John, bring us right up to date. You mentioned that your brand new song, Eye in the Sky, has gone off the charts in terms of views for the new video. This is lifted off a new album called Recovery, which is a whole raft of remakes from the early 80s, basically.
Yeah.
And so what was the thought process? I mean, you said that you love that style of music. Was it just a matter of I really want to do this with these songs?
Absolutely. I mean, there was a little bit of selfishness involved in terms of like, I really love these songs, but let's face it, you're a musician. I think you're allowed to make yourself happy. But the crux of it is like we'd been doing a lot of cover versions. Sorry. Each time we did live shows, we'd perform one or two cover versions in them. And so over the years, we had all these cover versions just floating around unreleased. And a lot of the fans were like saying, where can we buy them? Because they're not available online. We want to buy them. So I just thought, well, you know what, let's do, given that we just done Creep, which was a cover version, I thought, well, you know, now is the time, if any, we're going to release an album of nothing but cover versions, because we've already had four original albums. So I thought, you know what, let's do it. So we released Recovery, and we have like ABBA, Erasure, Depeche Mode, Alan Parsons, and,
The ABBA cover, the
Day Before You Came.
Day Before You Came, which was off their last album.
Yes.
And it was always an amazingly moody, emotional song.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard Parallax's version...
I'll say Amy did a brilliant... I mean, it's sad she's gone, but she did a brilliant job on that song.
Yeah.
I listen to it and it still gives me goosebumps, you know.
It is amazing. Yeah. We played the first single off that album, which was Silent Morning, which she used a vocalist out of the US.
Some little... I shouldn't say little because he's totally hot. He's a Latino singer from LA. His name's Ryan Adamus. And we actually have the same manager, so that's how that came about. But we were in Miami at the start of the year at the Winter Music Conference doing our first American show. And so we shot the video in Miami and... the rest is history. So that got a fair bit of press too. But this Eye in the Sky, the new single we've just released, has just gone bonkers.
It's gone huge. Now, you mentioned that you perform live and you perform the covers. You've got some plans for early next year and you're rejigging the band. Tell us about that.
So we've got a new singer called Joanna and then we have another singer as well called Francine. So the plan is at the moment for the next single to feature one of those singers. I won't say which one because we need to keep some surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan is we're actually going to do a gig in London in February. It's early February. We've got the date announced, but we'll just announce it closer to the date because we won't remember.
Yep.
But so we're doing a live show in February in London and we're going to actually feature songs off the brand new album called Subculture, and that's all original songs. So we've done one cover album, we're going back to our original material now.
Righto.
So yeah, February live show London, and we'll be debuting the two new singers. I mean, I'll just say a little bit about Francine. She looks like a goddess. She's like Grace Jones with dreadlocks and she's amazing. And Joanna is, you know, hot as well. I mean, I'm obviously gay, but Joanna's hot.
We can still appreciate the aesthetic, yes.
Yeah.
And
We'll be, you know, previewing, you know, the new songs from the album and obviously playing a few old classics. Actually, we'll also be playing some stuff off our first two albums that have never been done live before. So you'll get to hear new singers doing our old original songs. Like, what the fans always ask, oh, sing this song, sing that song. And unless we play on stage for like 8 hours, we can't do everything. So, but there'll be a little bit in there to make everybody happy, hopefully, yeah.
Interesting that you're going to London. The Australian fans, when do we get to see you live?
A tricky question, because now our singers are in London and I'm here in Melbourne, where, you know, the Australian shows, we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Unless you want to see me do songs by myself, but, you know, I'm not sure people want to see that. But, I mean, I could probably do Eye in the Sky by
myself. Yeah.
You know, but it'll be a one-song show. So if you want to pay $100 and see me sing one song, let's go for it.
Now, let's talk about Eye in the Sky in detail. It's one of the songs off Recovery, second single. It's a cover of a 1982 song by the Alan Parsons Project, which was a top five in the US. It didn't perform badly. It performed quite well. But the difference between the original version and the new Paralox version is astounding, I'd have to say. Wow. It's just... and this is a song where it's yourself on vocals. And look, I'm probably going to really embarrass you, but I think... the song is just so damn sexy.
Wow, thank you.
There's just something really, sexy is the right word for it.
And wow, I never thought of the song in that regard. Yeah, thank you.
It's amazing. And I know that a lot of other Paralox fans here at the station think the same way. So,
well, you know what? Maybe there's a bit of technical aspect involved as well, because I did drop the song a few semitones, because as a producer, I know my own vocal range and all the singers I work with. So I knew how to get it down just in that right, you know. Get it in the right range where all that tone in my voice would come out, you know.
The one we can hear right now. Yeah.
Sorry is easily said.
There it is.
Is that the sexy tone?
It is. Yes, it is.
Anyway, I'm not going to sing, you know.
Now I'm melting. But then the next thing you did was produce a really sultry, not over the top, very clever video.
That video took a long time to come up with. It's a small world. We all know it. We walk past each other on the street every day without realizing. The guy who lives upstairs, John Ibrahim, I won't say too much, but he's about to go overseas to work for an amazing, amazing fashion label, which is like worldwide, but I won't say who it is. But the guy lives upstairs, and so we'd always catch up and have a coffee, and I knew he was, you know, he works in the fashion world. You know, he's high fashion, high art. I know he's done a video clip before, but, you know, I was gagging for him to be working on a video clip with me, because I'd seen his work and it was just outstanding. And so far I've always directed, you know, I've done like 12 Paralox clips. I mean, it's one thing to write a song and produce a song, but then when you direct a video clip, you're putting on another hat. You have to be a producer, and then on top of being a producer, you have to be a director as well. So you're just doing so many roles, and, you know, it's fun for a little while, but you reach a certain stage where you say, you know what, I want to break free. Actually, that's another interesting topic too about Queen, but you reach a stage too where you're like, you know what, I need to break free, I need help, or I need new blood, you know. Yeah. So, you know, John showed me his work and I looked at it and I'm like, damn, that guy is so good. And like, you know, I'm just subtly, well, not maybe so subtly, but like slipping in hints like, oh, you know, have you ever thought about doing maybe a music video or something like that, you know? And he's like, oh no, you know. And he actually did one for like a well-known band, and anyway, so we just talked more and more and more, and I think he eventually, because once he discovered what my vision for the clip was and how we wanted to go about it, then he's like, oh, we're not going to just do a standard, you know, girls in bikinis on the boot of a limousine sort of thing. You know, he realized that I wanted to go for something a little bit more creative and artistic, and then I think he understood a little bit more where we wanted to go. And so from that moment on, it was a matter of just thinking, well, how do we do the clip? What's it going to look like? So we thought about, you know, eye in the sky, reflections, looking at you, and then we just come up with this idea about mirrors. So basically, John's like, okay, well, you're going to make a mirror box, he said to me. So basically, I'm like, okay, so basically imagine a Rubik's Cube, but mirrors on the inside.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yep. One of those mirrors has to be a one-sided mirror, because the camera shoots through the mirror to get that infinite reflection. He's like, okay, John, now you go ahead and build it. So I'm thinking, I went to a technical college and I'm quite handy with a hammer and a tool. Actually, that's another conversation. I'm not going to give any shout-outs, but you know who you are. Anyway, so I spent a lot of time in Bunnings, you know. And then when I got serious, I went back to Bunnings and started looking for materials to build the mirror box, right? So I actually... and my sister-in-law's husband works at a glass factory because I'm thinking, where am I going to get these mirrors from? And ding-dong, Mark works at a glass factory. So I got all this mirror at cost, basically.
Wow. Okay.
Got all these frames, put together a mirror box. You know, we went down to Blue Tree Studio, I think, in Port Melbourne, and John had worked with this model, and I think I'm comfortable calling her a supermodel because once she turns 18, she's going overseas, and Dior, Chanel, Lagerfeld, they're all screaming for her. Watch out for Rowena. She is going to be a superstar. Actually, Beyonce, we all know who Beyonce is. Beyonce just tweeted a photo of Rowena on her page like not so long ago, the same Rowena that's in our video clip. So, you know, it was John's idea to feature Rowena. Like, she's half Chinese, half Japanese. I mean, she looks almost alien in some regards, you know. So the video clip basically features Rowena and I inside this mirror box. And let me tell you, it was a really weird experience being inside this mirror box, looking at a million reflections of yourself. It's kind of claustrophobic, but also not. But, I mean, if you want to do your hair, it's quite easy because you've got like a million views.
Like all of this work and all of this effort has paid off because it has gone through the roof in terms of views.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so like the first day we put it online, within a few hours, there was like 5,000 views and I'm like, oh, no, that can't be right. It must mean 50 or 5 or something. So I refreshed my phone and I refreshed my browser. I'm like, oh, now it's 7,000. Like, hang on, what's going on? And then it's just going ballistic. And then by the end of the day, it was 10,000. And, like, literally 8 days later, it's now 120,000 views. So I think, you know, a lot of people ask me, why has it become so popular all of a sudden? Like, we know radio stations across the world are picking it up. And that's just not because we have radio pluggers selling it to them. They're actually picking it up. I don't know why. I mean, maybe people like the song, maybe people like the video, and it's a combination of the two. But one thing I have noticed is a lot of people are actually sharing it themselves and sharing it to their friends. So it's one thing for me to be in a band saying, listen to my music, because that's what you do, you know. But when you have people who don't know you getting excited about your music and sharing it to their friends, then, you know, something magical is happening. Like, can I tell you, when I saw the first day it was at 4,000 views, I was so happy. I can't explain to you. I just messaged my manager in London and I said, you won't believe it. We have 4,000 views in one day, and that had never happened to me. So you know what? Anything that happens from now is icing on the cake. Like 120,000, I can't tell you how excited I am, but I'll never forget that moment when I saw 4,000 and I thought, oh, wow, you know, I'm not going to say we made it, but it's all about taking little baby steps towards the next level. But I won't forget that feeling of 4,000 views and being like, is this real? You know, so can you imagine how I feel now with 120,000?
And climbing.
climbing, you know.
The excitement is palpable and well-deserved.
Thank you.
Eye in the Sky, it's an amazing video clip. It's an amazing song. Mm. You've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
You deserve all of it
that you're
getting right now. And so congratulations.
Thank you. So I'll just say paralox.com. It's our new single, Eye in the Sky, and you can buy it on iTunes and Bandcamp.
And I want to thank you for being a part of Joy.
Oh, my pleasure.
Over all these years and bringing us such great music.
But, I mean, it's great when you say thank you to me. Me as an artist and also, you know, an out person, I should be saying thank you to Joy for having, a radio station and a community here that actually supports me, not only as a gay artist, but as an artist, you know what I mean? Because it's one thing to be gay and it's one thing to be an artist, but, you know, when you have the two, it's fantastic. But, you know, I should be thanking you, and I am thanking you. So it's a mutual admiration society now, isn't
fantastic. It? Fantastic, it is. But that's okay. That's what it's about. It's our birthday and we're celebrating who we are. And, John, you're very much part of that. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's John Van Arlen from Paralox, and we're going to have a listen to Eye in the Sky now.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.